out of a Best Buy. No, I am in my car. But no, I'm not here for work driving. What could it be? If you look at the timestamp on this voicemail, it's midnight Central Time. It's 11 o'clock your time. What could I be doing in a parking lot at 11 o'clock? Buying drugs? No. I got hit by a car. Hit by a motherfucking van. Coming down the street, there was no stop, there was no light at. What the fuck is wrong with this planet when they gotta hit a lowly hacker? Why?
No caps, unlimited long distance.
And it will never end as far as you know?
No, it will never end. It will never
DJ
end.
Mollet.
The tone you will hear next will be the standard pitch.
Are you giving your permission to change your long distance provider to Quest Long Distance?
Yes.
You're giving your permission to change your local long distance provider to Quest Long Distance, correct?
Yes.
I took Quest Unlimited plan at $30 per month for the first 12 months with unlimited residential state-to-state, in-state, and if selected local toll voice calls within the United States, correct?
Whoa, for the first 12 months?
That's what it tells me.
Hi, you've reached 1-866 Pro Voice, which means that you want to know how to get your hands on the Pantene Pro Voice MTV Volume 3 Woman with a Voice CD. This CD features music from today's hottest female artists, including Maya, Vanessa Carlton, the Donnas, Tweet, Lilix, the three Pantene Pro Voice finalists, and so many more. Here's what you have to do. Purchase any two Pantene products, keep your receipt, and send it in along with your name and mailing address to Alliance, Attention Pantene Pro Voice CD at 777 3rd Avenue, New York, New York, 10017. And a CD will be mailed to you free of charge with absolutely no strings attached. For more information on more ways to get free music, win cool prizes, and how to enter next year's Pantene Pro Voice competition, go to www.provoice.com. Pantene Pro Voice, celebrating what women have to say.
Okay, I think she's tied up. I can't really tell. It's got... Oh, we're recording. Hey, I'm Duel. Yeah, this is RFA. I'm looking at my wallpaper for my pocket PC, and it's... just Google for pocket PC wallpaper, right? It was totally innocent, nothing adult about it, and I end up with this chick, I believe, that's tied up with her skirt yanked down. And I'm not complaining. Is that wrong?
It's not wrong unless you start rubbing one out in the Burger King bathroom.
That was bland, by the way. Anytime you hear rubbing out, it's bland.
Yeah, you know, I'm rubbing one out. Actually, what I'm rubbing out right now is Red Hat.
Yeah. Ooh!
Yeah.
Ooh! Those are some harsh words. I'm also joined... by Zapperlink. What's up, Zap?
I'm going to have a talk with Bland over there.
About the Red Hat?
about Red Hat.
I can't blame him, I guess. Everybody's heard, I'm sure, heard a long time ago. I don't know why it's being rehashed again on Slashdot and all the other places. But, yeah, Red Hat is dropping support for 8.0 and below the end of the year. and then 9, April 30th, if I'm correct. And it's all Enterprise. Hey, man, that's where the money is. I can't blame them. Straight up. $1, and it's $1.80 for the low-end package, and that's like a year subscription to the Red Hat Network, so, you know.
Well, I'll have to set up my own masterful website and provide my own damn support.
I think I'm going to do what Bland's doing and go to Debian.
No, I'm running Nopix 3.3 until the next Debian stable, and it's Debian all the way. I liked Debian the first time I ran it. I went back to Red Hat because I loved Red Hat, and I gave them my heart, and I gave them my soul, and my time, and my laptop. And what do they do with it? They throw it back in my face.
Oh, then they spit on you, too, and then they tied you up and pulled your skirt down. And
yeah, and that happens a lot.
It does, dude. Yeah, and I'm with you, man. I think, because I love Red Hat 9. I've got it on two boxes.
I love Red Hat 9.
I have to disagree with moving away from it, though. I mean, if you actually think about it, how often do you really use the support-based group of Red Hat? I mean, nights at a time, I sit there for 3 or 4 hours fixing my own stuff before I'll actually even buy. I only go to the Red Hat site to go to the Mir site to get the ISO download, and that's the only time I hit the Red Hat site.
I don't know. Is apt for RPM based on the Red Hat network?
No, it's actually, it has like 8 or 9 different networks. That it's just a bunch of FTP servers that are out there, and if it can't grab from one, it goes to another one, and it's just somebody out there keeps the list updated on those FTP servers.
Because that's all I use, really. I don't use their support, I don't use Red Hat Network, I just use the apt. I use apt-get.
That's all I use was apt for RPM. I mean, and that's maintained by IO. It's a Fresh RPM's site, and Fresh RPM's is like Red Hat's trusted people, like they're trusted FTP people.
Right. Well, shoot, maybe I'll try out Fedora. I don't know.
Not happening. I don't use Fedora out of just pure spite.
Wow. They made you bitter, my friend.
Well, you know what? I fucking pimped them enough. And what do they do? They're just like, hey, Bland, you know what? Sorry, you know, not that we're all about the money or anything, but
we're all about the money.
Yeah, but we're all about the money. So have fun.
And you know what? You're not the only person I've talked to that has said the same thing. I talked to somebody today, actually, past it, if I may say who it was, and he said he bought all the 7s. Like he started, hey, I'm going to start supporting them just because they're cool, just because I like it. And he bought them all, right, up to 7.3, and just to support them, you know. Yeah, I bet you there's a lot of people that feel that way. A lot. And I don't know yet. I don't know. Back and forth, because I really enjoy 9. It's probably one of my... It is the best distro I've ever used.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. But right now, I'm 65% done installing Nopix.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take this as a segue and give our FUs and our shout-outs, right? Our shout-outs and our FUs. Bland, go ahead and start.
I want to give shouts out to Exile, deepest condolences to Not Theory.
Word.
I want to give shouts out to Zapper, of course. Give shouts to Big Stank Dog, Pimpin' in the Dirty South. Shouts to everyone in Hackermouth, Outcast, Voodoo Howl, Fiend, all the homeboys, and to everybody out there that gives us an hour of their week on Wednesday nights.
Yeah, no doubt. Zapper?
Let's see, my shouts. I'll be original. I'll do my FUs first. First FU, Blanda love this one, to the entire Pound 2600 network. And I guess that's all my FUs for right now, except for, you know, a few other things, but we can't list those on RFA right now.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And your shouts?
Shouts goes to the whole RFA crew. Everybody out there, I guess. I mean, I don't have any real enemies. So, yeah, I guess shouts to everyone this time.
Good deal. Yeah, well, I will mirror the shouts of both of you, and I'll end it with my FUs, right? FU to UPS. I sent an LCD monitor to get repaired, right? It went under. I sent it to get repaired, and it came back. I wasn't home. What do? They toss it over my fence.
Oh, shit.
Oh, asses. They toss I'm not home, so they toss it over my fence and leave a sticky note stating as such. So, yeah, F you to UPS. F you the RAA for suing more people. We're going to get into that a little later. Positive, though. And you know what? Actually, I do have another shout-out. I got some shout-outs. Shout-outs to Rifter64 and shout-out to Matt. Thanks for the wireless, Matt. And and shout-outs to Nova for string theory, man, for the unification thing. I love that. And, you know, and an FU to Nova, too, because I grew up watching Nova. You know, Tuesday nights, PBS, 7 or 8, I forgot when it was. Loved it, man. Ate it up. And now it's like watching Pokemon, all the flashing stuff and all the computer and the graphics. And, no, you know, honestly, if it was like a lecture, I would love it. I would just, man, give me the, you know, give me the guys found the string theory stuff, you know. I would eat that up. So it's, you know, I'm back and forth there.
I got one more shout, sorry.
Do it.
House to New York City Zone, They Might Be Giants.
Who are they?
They're the greatest band ever.
They just come out with their first new album or something? I've never heard of them.
First new album in like 82.
Yeah, I guess I'm out of touch with the...
Don't feel bad. No one else has heard of them either. They're
okay,
the
actually, I have heard of the name, but I can't say that I know any of their songs, so yeah.
You should get to know them.
Yeah, maybe not. Dude, shouts to Synthetic Minister, man. I'm waiting for their CD. I sent off. I can't wait to get that in my hands. Okay, let's move. We got to move along, so we got a lot to talk about here. We got some special things, and to get this out of the way, let's do the freak news. Okay, starting with, believe it or not, my local paper. About a week ago, they came out with this article. Of course, last week was a great show. Couldn't get to it. Article came out in the paper in the business section. Crossed signals, that's right, telemarketers are calling and consumers are complaining. Consumers have spoken, but evidently not to telemarketers. Instead, consumers on the do not call list have been complaining to federal regulators at a pace of more than 1,000 a day about telemarketers who continue to bother them. Federal and state agencies that helped set up the list never promised that it would eliminate all telemarketing calls, just reduce them by about 80%. The reduction wasn't good enough for more than 37,000 consumers who filed complaints about continued calls between October 1st, when the list went into effect, and October 24th. Okay, so you know what? I'm just going to stop right there. Come on, people. Let's relax just a little bit. You had 23 days for this thing to go into effect, and 37,000 of you still got a couple of calls. You know what? Honestly, big deal, okay? Give it some time, for crying out loud. Give it a few months. Give it 3 months. Give it maybe not 6 months, but give it some time, for crying out loud. The Federal Trade... Okay, I will read on. The Federal Trade Commission said the Do Not Call list now has 53.7 million telephone numbers, including blah, blah, blah. You know what? That's all I got to say. Come on now. Give it a few months at least. You know, and guess what? You're still going to get calls from charities, I think political organizations, if I'm correct, you know, nonprofit places, churches, things like that. And guess what? Newsflash. Telemarketers ain't going to stop. I don't think so. I don't think this list is going to stop them. Right? If I'm correct... The automated recordings that you get on your answering machine when you get home at night, those are illegal, right? And they've been doing that for a long time. That never stopped them. I don't think the low down and dirty ones are going to stop either. So just relax just a little bit.
You know what? We're lucky to have it at all. I mean, the way that the news has become an infomercial and the way that the corporations are running the government, you know, we're lucky to have it.
Yeah, really, I as I said before, it's a bone, dude. They're just throwing us a bone. That's all this Do Not Call list is. Here you go. Be happy. Here's your Do Not Call list. You know, if that's the biggest concern in your life, you know, you don't know what's going on. You're just fat, dumb, and happy. Eat your donuts and your McDonald's and watch your reality television, because there are way more important things. And this is just a bone, a distraction. It's I don't know. I think it's kind of a waste. I really don't have problems with telemarketing calls. I used to get them. You know what? I got the automated, you know, messages much more than anything else. You know, you do the right things, you be smart with your phone numbers, and you'll be okay. So I don't know what people have these huge problems about. I never really did. And you're right. And you know what? I'm going to rant a little bit right now. The news just disgusts me. I just cannot stand it. Case in point, this footage of some nutbag with a gun, right? Some big freaking dumbass pussy with a gun popping caps up at a lawyer. Not that lawyers are, you know, have halos or anything. But, and the news, they just, oh my God. They look for any type of excuse to show this footage, right? Any type of excuse. Germany, Japan, lost World War II. Oh, so they show the footage of this guy shooting, you know, at this lawyer behind a tree. Oh my God. You know, it disgusts me. I don't need to see it. I don't want to see it. But they just, oh, you got it. They put it on as much as possible. I'm totally, utterly disgusted. I cannot stand TV. Okay, thanks. Good night, everybody. That was RFA. No, not really. We got some freak news left. A long time ago, in an RFA far, far away, I ordered...
Your reorder tones.
Hey, thank you very much. What was that? That's not Zapper, is it?
I think so. I definitely hear reorder.
I've been voxing that out the whole time?
I just heard it like 10 seconds ago.
Did you three-way in those tones?
Oh, I swear, dude.
Alright, hold on. I think we lost Zapper. Yeah, you're right, we did. Yo, you there? Okay. Blant. Okay. Zapper's gone then, right? No wonder there was nothing after my speech. Okay, where's his number? We're gonna call Zapper back. What's that? I am still recording, Bland, yes. Well, yeah, I mean, come on. We don't stop for minor things like that here on RFA. The show must go on. What's that? He's calling you now. All right, so Crazy Coltrane, Zaxxon, is... What did he say? He said, hey, Bland, this is Zepparini. All right, good. So here we go. Hold on. We're calling Zapper now, live. Okay. Yeah, well, hold on. Let me put you on speaker. Okay, we're back now. There was some pauses in there. Pardon the pauses while we redial Zapper. You're there.
Yes, I am.
Bland, you're there.
I am.
Okay. I just did a rant about the TV news. Now we're going to finish out the freak news talking about Quest Dex on CD-ROM or the non-existence thereof. Yeah, a long time ago I talked about this and I ordered it, and guess what? Nothing ever came. And then today I was cleaning out, I don't know, something at work, and this thing fell out. It fell out of the phone book, right? This is a little, I don't know. It's like a big, long postcard, and it talks about the great Quest Dex. More of what you need where you need it. Well, yeah, not enough. They never sent me anything. And when I tried to order, when I tried to call this number, it was, like, busy. Anyways, so I took, and this is, like, a year old, this postcard thing. It came out of a 2002 phone book. So I went ahead and ripped it off and mailed it, right, to get my Quest CD-ROM. So I'm going to see what happens. You call the number, anybody call this number, 505-242-9019, and you'll get a disconnected message. So, you get an error message if you call, I mailed something off, let's see what happens. Bastards. You know what, it's just, I don't know. You know, you never get what you would expect. Your long distance will last as, you know, this long distance deal will last as long as you have our service. Well, but it really only lasts for 12 months. Oh, and I heard on a TV, television is the devil, all right? I heard on a radio commercial that if you go over 3,000 minutes a month, this is the Quest Unlimited long distance package, if you go over 3,000 minutes a month, your calls are subject to monitoring and inquiry.
Yeah.
Yes, so.
What you paid for.
Yes. It's not absolutely true. It never is with Quest. That's the freak news. I'm mad now. That news crap really pissed me off. It's just, people see it, I hope. Do people understand? Do you think people understand what's going on?
Oh, not most of them.
You know, they just eat up, oh, Void's on again, come here, quick, look. I mean, I don't know.
By the way, there is some places on the net where you can get, I can't remember what it is.
You got to talk in your phone, man.
Oh, sorry. Questbex offers an Easy Pages, which I think is the original version of the Quest on CD. And I actually have that up on our local server, if I can see if I can get it for RFA.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to have that. You know, of course you can go to questdex.com and just look up stuff there, but I want the CD. I actually want, like, some raw data files, right, so I can do some fun stuff with it, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't think it exists. I think they're pulling my chain the whole time. They're teasing me. They knew I wanted it. Then they saw those text files and they pulled it. Bastards. And I like that tone. Take that, Quest. Okay. Now I want... Zapper actually has a special topic, and I want you to start talking about that now, Zapper. Napster, the new Napster.
Yeah, Napster 2.0, the unfortunate, you know, thereafter of the good Napster, still is in existence. I mean, you know, there's OpenNAP and whatnot, but the unfortunate problem we run into today is what is legal and what is not. Well, Napster 2.0 is the old Napster turned new, but you pay for it. And it is legal, and you only pay 99 cents per song, or per track, as they put it, or you can pay a premium membership, which is $9.95 when it comes right down to it on your bill. And you get unlimited downloading, any songs you really want, except for this little limitation. Is there's certain artists or certain songs, I haven't quite figured out why, but they have, where you have to buy only. You can't, it doesn't become part of the traditional, you know, you get a membership and you can download it. But still, it has excellent features. I have a list of all the features that Napster has to offer for just their starting up. I mean, you get 30-second preview clips of the songs you want. So instead of going to a Walmart or something and you sit there and you look at a CD and go, well, I've never heard of this song before. I want to know what it sounds like. Well, Napster, instead of going all the way down to Walmart, you get online, you can hear 30 seconds of it. If you like it, download it at 99 cents or the obvious, the $9.95. I signed up for the $9.95 version just to see it. And so far, I've downloaded at least 20 albums within the time that I've had it for 3 days. And
what? Whoa, back up. Back up the truck, Zappa. You've downloaded 20 albums in 3 days.
Yeah.
Well, you're definitely getting your $9.95 worth.
Yeah. And Bland asked this earlier, and I'll let him ask more questions, but he asked, what was the limitations of Napster? And I found this quite interesting. They did implement the copyright protection. All the songs I've so far downloaded are all Windows Media Audio files.
Ooh.
That is deadly to the sound magicians out there who think MP3, OGG, and you know what, everything out there, but they had to choose Windows Media Format. Why? Because of that cute little copy protection that if you try to pull it in GoldWave or if you try to pull it into editors, it turns out that it'll come up to this hissing, scratchy, annoying little sound that it makes, and I've sat for hours, you know, I'll admit, you know, kind of curious how the copyright protection works, but it is there. Also, here's the catch to the premium member service. You can download as much as you want, but try putting that on a CD. There's certain ones that you can download and you can put on a CD. Other ones, you cannot.
What?
They have a list of all of them. And you'll notice the differences. If you go on Napster and you try to download them, you'll see ones that don't have any buy this when you go into your premium service. Well, there's one... there's a few that have... Well, there's actually quite a few that have that feature. But there's other ones that say, buy now... 99 cents. Well, you can still download the full version and listen to them as many times as you want on your computer, but as soon as you want to put it on a media, they want you to pay for it. So you can download a million songs on your laptop, and that's great, or your computer, or whatever you may use, and that's great. You can have it on there as long as you want. It's unlimited listening, and you're fine, but I guess they want to feel that certain songs, or the most popular songs, they want to limit to a certain listening, you know, group, or not necessarily group, but people who want to buy this and they want to kind of make a better revenue from that song.
Right, I was wondering, are those songs, by any chance, the songs that you always hear on the Clear Channel radio stations, the popular songs on MTV, are they the, you know, the biggest stars, the most happening hits?
Yeah, some of them are. So I was actually surprised when I went and it has actually a search function that says, you pull down and it has Billboard records, and then you go and you pick the top 100 or the top 1,000, and it brings up the list of all the Billboard hits for each year, each season. So you go to the season that you wanted for, say, 1982, and you can actually pull up the Billboard list for that thing, and it'll actually pull up the songs, and you can buy them for that year or whatever.
Wow.
As long as you have to purchase on top of the premium. Others, you don't. But it's really, I got a laptop here, so I can download it, and I don't have an MP3 player, so bringing it to CD doesn't mean that much to me. I'm just fine. So if you're that type of person, unlimited downloading, it's a great option. But if you're a person that has, I have to burn it to a CD, I have to put it here, I have to put it there, then you're going to run into some issues, and you're going to have some disgruntled points where it's still 99 cents or $9.99 per album. So you can have an entire album for cheaper than you can go to Walmart to get it. And you do all the setback is you burn it yourself. And you don't get the cool little notebooks with all the words in it. But, I mean, hey, who can't print one of those?
Yeah, no doubt. Wow, that's a great review. I mean, I would definitely want to know that information before trying it out, especially before dropping $9.95 on it.
And so far, I've transferred it. It says you're only supposed to do it, like, if you get the Napster with the premium membership, you're allowed to download it from three different computers. Well, I'm only downloading from one, and I so far put it on my server. Now, I haven't played it from my server to see if it'll play on different computers, but I don't see how they could really limit that. So.
Yeah. Have you found any other unique vulnerabilities?
I have ran into one, and I'm going to leave that a little bit shy of disclosure, but there is something in the memory that causes it to just crash. It just shuts down. It's probably more of a Windows flaw with Windows programming than anything. I'm hoping to curiously find out what they're using for their copyright protection or understand it better, not necessarily, you know, show the world how to break Napster's music protection, but to understand it a little bit better.
Sure, sure.
Another feature that I forgot to mention on a premium service for those of you who are curious is they have what's called like a Napster radio, and they have Napster radio stations that they have pre-programmed that's a list of songs, and you can, if it's playing on a thing, you can click right then and there, you can buy it right there, or what it can do is you can click create customized one, and out of all the songs that you've downloaded, like say if you're a premium member and you've downloaded thousands of songs, it can scan your song and make a radio station based on the songs that you downloaded.
Wow.
So it'll pick a genre that is custom to what you like to listen to and create a radio station out of it.
That's cool. That's very cool. You know, I read this today that music downloads, right, legal music downloads, iTunes and the like, have exceeded CD singles sales, right? CD singles sales.
Yeah, that was up on a Slashdot they were talking about.
Yes, it was. And boy, I'm not surprised. How long has it taken the recording industry to realize? I mean, did it take? It took Apple and Napster, right, to kick the ass of you know, singles, mind you, CD sales. You know, for them to wake up. I mean, not saying they have, but will they? Right? I mean, come on. I still have a Windows side, and you'll see why in a minute. Is there an iTunes for Windows right now?
I believe there is.
Yeah, I want to try it. I really want to try iTunes. I think that's freaking cool. And I think this is the wave of the future, man. I think people are willing to pay 99 cents, or better yet, $9.95 for unlimited downloads of the music you want.
I think it would be interesting in the future, kind of like how they did with the AOL thing, is once MP3 downloading comes easier, I think it would be ironic if people like AOL this started mailing them back to the distributors. Just start mailing all your old CDs back to them, saying we don't want them anymore. And then see what kind of motion. I'm sure that's far off from ever happening, but it would be kind of a strange reaction to the recording industry to understand that people want quick, fast, and easy.
Yeah.
All those three words, that's all the consumers want. They don't want, I'm going to go to Walmart, pay up the rear, to stand in some line where the register person is an idiot. No, I want to get online, grab it, and I'm done.
Right. Well, let's think a little here. Let's think a little bit. You said that people want things fast, right? They want it quick. They want it easy. So how... Well, let's just think of the future of buying music, right? I think most people, most consumers are still going to end up going into big stores. They're going to go into their Best Buys, the Walmarts, right? Because not everybody has bandwidth. Not everybody has the wherewithal to download songs and put them on their MP3 players or their CD players. I think there are going to be kiosks, lots and lots of fat pipes going into big stores with kiosks where you can sample music, right? You can already do that, by the way, where you can download the music and burn it right there for a price, right? The songs you want for, I don't know, some type of nominal fee, $10, and you'll get 10 songs, something like that. Or you'll bring in your MP3 player, whatever, you'll hook it up and you'll download the songs you want at their kiosks. I really think that's the future, right? To continue music distribution, right, by the big recording industry companies into brick and mortar stores, the giant Walmarts, Best Buys, all those places. I think that's the future. Because not honestly, there's a lot of people that aren't going to use computers. There's a lot of people that, you know, aren't going to have bandwidth. Is that silly? You think that's a silly thought?
I don't think it's necessarily, it's not a silly, any idea, any new idea, and this is where a lot of places miss, any new idea is a good idea. It doesn't matter if it's poorly managed, if it's something other. Anything new is a good idea, and that's what it is. It's an idea. Now, when you have those top executives who get paid more than we do in a year sitting there making these things happen, that's where the decisions need to be truly made, is any idea out there, they should take people in, like off the street, look at polls, observe what people are doing, instead of like the recording industry. We don't care what people want. We are going to shove it to you in a CD.
Yes, and then sue you if you try to do it any other way. Bland, think, man, outside the box, which you always do, and I pardon that cliche, but your craziest dreams, what do you see, how do you see music distribution shaping in the future?
What I see is one of two things. A slightly modified version of what you see, which is where you can go into a store, like basically would be like a music store of today, right? Where you get, where instead of having a bunch of CDs, you know, they may have, kiosks all through like one like building or one room, like, you know, like the size of, you know, whatever FYE or whatever you have in your mall. Where you go through and you put on headphones, like we did at Virgin Megastore, and, you know, there's a touch screen there, and you pick your genre. You know, if you want to listen to some DJ IC, you'll pick, you know, electronica, and it'll say house, techno, trance, whatever. You just, you know, keep touching. You can browse by artist, and, you know, if you find DJ IC, tap on that, comes up, and it's got every album available by DJ IC. You can listen to it. There'll be two options. Purchase album or select tracks. And if you hit purchase album, it'll spit you out, you know, a receipt or, you know, like an item number, a SKU number. Take it to the front. The guy will get it for you. And you can have it there just like it at Fry's. You go and you take it to him, and the guy goes to the back and he gets and brings it out to you. He charges you right there. And you have the full CD. Absolute zero shrinkage. No one can steal it. Be kind of like Toys R Us. And, or if you select tracks, you select the tracks, and you get, you know, track number, you know, 00945222, and then you get a bunch of track numbers. The guy punches track numbers into the computer that he's got behind the counter, downloads all those tracks from the AS400, and burns them on a CD for you, get it custom pressed, and you pay, you know, $0.99 a song. Whatever.
Dairy Fresh.
Now that is the exact reason why people need to listen to people like Bland. I mean, come on, that's a great idea.
It's a phenomenal idea.
There's no theft. I mean, you can't steal it. You can't walk in there and steal, you know, anyone's product because they've got it all in the back, and you get to preview everything. You know, they'll serve coffee there. You can go in there and just listen to music for 4 hours at a time. Just waste your Saturday. They don't care. So that's one vision. The second vision would be the home user, the people like us that don't necessarily need anything physical that we can go in and do. It'll be something like iTunes or something like Napster, where you can go in and you can listen. You know, they all may be streamed, because they're going to have to hold it, whether they hold it on their database for you to download, or they're going to hold it whether you get it and stream it. So you can get it and stream it, and probably in a proprietary media format, and you can listen all you want, you know, probably for a fee, because they will have to pay. I think the licensing is now that they have to pay for material streams. With something really cool happened at MIT last week. I'll talk about that in a second. But anyway, you'll probably have to pay a membership, and you go in, and you can listen to whatever you want, kind of like Napster, and, you know, it'll, on the bottom of the player, it'll say, buy this track. I mean, they do it with satellite TV. I watch Music Choice, or listen to Music Choice, and it'll show you the title of the song that's playing, the picture of the album cover, and you can buy this CD. I mean, if I wanted to, I could navigate over it, hit enter, and they would charge my bill for the CD, and they'd send it to me in the mail. Same thing, just on the computer.
Ooh, that's scary right there.
Yeah. It's, you know, like pay-per-view with music.
Yeah, that's a kid, you know, a kid with a remote would cost you a lot of money.
Yeah, well, you can set locks and limits and stuff. Just,
okay.
You know, just be a good parent. Be around when your kids are watching TV. Don't use it for a fucking babysitter.
good message.
But yeah, you listen to it all you want, and you can buy CDs or you can buy tracks. And what, you know, maybe what they can do for, there will be digital copies of, like, let's say that I went to this my fictitious store, and I bought three They Might Be Giants tracks, one off Lincoln, one off Severe Tire Damage, and one off of in the earlier years. And what I would get also with my CD would be another, you know, maybe probably like a business card type CD that would have a PDF, a laid out PDF with that has, you know, like the, you know, maybe like the front and back, all the liner notes and all that business on there. So that way you could keep all your liner notes, you know, you could, you know, keep a collection of liner notes and stuff like that on your computer, and you could listen to it and you could read the liner notes or whatever all digitally. And if you wanted a copy, you could take it to the crapper, you could print it out yourself. Not a big deal.
Very nice. You know, I've had another idea, and this is, you know, related. I listen to a lot of internet radio, right? I have three favorite stations, digitally imported, right, the trans energy stuff. Kohina, right, the classic video game, music, you know, the 8-bit kind of stuff, and finally Rant Radio, three stations that I really listen to a lot. If they had things like, I don't know, if to support them, right, if they wanted to make a little money, if they had, like, I don't know, their monthly, you know, mix CD, like, you know, the best mix from this month, you know, you buy the CD for $10, whatever. I would do that. I would love that, to have that music in audio format, nice and simple, already mixed. You know, somebody, a professional chose it, chose the arrangement, sent it to me. I would appreciate that. That's another idea I had. There's ways. I guarantee you, RIAA, there are ways that you can make money. You give people what they want, a good product at a good price, you will make money. You don't have to sue people and look like assholes. And I don't think assholes is swearing, by the way, because you can say that on various, you know, mass media sources.
Dude, I broke that cherry like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, you did. I actually recall that now. So I
did it in the first 5 minutes.
Was it the first five? I did. Oh. Well, thank you, Zapper. Thank you for taking care of that. And thank you for reviewing Napster. You know, oh, I went, actually, right before. I'm recording the show on 98SE, right? I record and stream with Windows 98. So I clicked on it, right, to check it out, and it says, my operating system is not supported. It's XP 2000 only, And then it says 95 NT and Mac OS are not supported. Well, apparently either is. Well, I'm assuming they, when they say 95, they mean 9X. But mine's not supported either, which is BS. So that just takes out a bunch of people.
I bet you the reason why is, first of all, Master internally uses Internet Explorer.
Ah. Oh, and I was using Firebird.
Probably something about that support inside, because it also has Flash. So I'm betting is something by the limitation of what Master uses limits some of the older operating systems. And I bet you security has something to do with that, too, is probably some of those older operating systems can't quite control the user as much.
Yeah, I bet you're right. I'm going to try with IE and see what happens. You know, we got to move on. I don't know how. We've been talking for a long time. We've got to cover Bland's dilemma because I think it's been solved. It has been solved. Everybody can relax. Bland, you know what you're getting.
I do.
What is it?
I'm getting a Dell X3i.
Oh, it even sounds cool. If anybody needs a refresher, Bland is getting some cake for Christmas, right? And he gets his choice, iPod, PDA, what will he do? And you just heard his decision. Now describe this vision of PDA beauty.
Okay, it is beautiful. It is a pocket PC that has 64 megs of internal, you know, like of ROM, and then it has I'm getting a 256 meg SD chip to go in it for additional storage. It comes with integrated 802.11. So that way, B, by the way. So that way I've got it wireless. You know, God's willing and the creek doesn't rise. That's a stankism.
I don't get it, but go on.
God's willing the creek don't rise. Mini Stumbler will work on it. Probably not, but a boy can dream, can't he?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm really thrilled, man. I'm gonna get the they make a case. Rhino makes a case for it. It actually flips from the side. It's not like a flip up protector.
Right.
It's like an old school like a cigarette case. It opens. It hinges on the side. It's made out of aluminum. And it doesn't increase the thickness hardly at all.
Now, how much does this device cost?
This device, with $45, saving $45 by ordering it before December 1st, is $438.
Woo! But it's got a pretty fast processor, I'm assuming?
400 megahertz.
That's pretty fast. I guess that's actually a pretty good deal. Is that with the case or without?
With the case and car charger.
Okay, actually, that's a very good... Oh, car charger. Wow, that's cool. Integrated, so you're going to have to... It's got SD slot, correct?
Yes. It's
so if you want Bluetooth or you want to stick in a camera, you can get it SD, SDIO, whatever it is. Very nice. Very nice. Big color screen, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And it's running Pocket PC 2003?
Yep.
Very nice.
It's nicer than my server at home.
Yes, that's okay, though. That's okay. I think you made a good choice. You know, the iPod's cool and all, you know? It looks cool with the, you know, and, you know, the hip-hop stars and the, you know, hanging out with them. You know, they're sexy, straight up. Right?
Oh, yeah.
But with the Pocket PC, you're going to have the MP3s, not as many, but you'll have the music, enough for listening, you know, in one outing. And I think you'll be able to, and I'm just parroting what you've said, you'll be able to do a little hacking, man. You'll have a little fun. You'll get to mess around with stuff, more stuff than you would with just the iPod, I bet.
You know, when I first decided that I was probably going to get a PDA, I was like, well, you know, I don't really need any of that PIM crap. I don't really need anything. I mean, I don't really need any of that. It would just kind of be masturbatorial to get any of that. And then as I think about having one, and in daily life, I'll be walking around like, man, if I had a PDA, yeah. And so, you know, and I'm not going to spend $450 on a thing and not dump my entire life into it. So it'll be good to have. And plus, I do spend a lot of time in the can. I do. I just do. And
he does.
Having an e-book reader on there, and, you know, keep my doc. It comes with, you know, mini Word and mini Office or Micro Office, whatever they call it. And so I'll be able to take, you know, doc files in there and have them on me, and, you know, sidle up to a nice public restroom dump and, you know, have some read material, man. Have some MP3s, be able to do a little, you know, do a little networking, whatever.
Right. Dude, that's the most fun right there, is surfing the web on a PDA is so much fun, and I'll get to that. I think you made a really good choice.
Do too. I did a lot of research. You know, it was going to be the Tungsten T before. It's comparably priced, the Tungsten T and the Dell X3i. And the Tungsten T, of course, is Linux compatible. But it just, I don't know. There were some features that I really wanted that the Tungsten wasn't doing, and I couldn't get. What I really wanted was a PDA that had built-in Bluetooth and dual expansion slots. So I wanted built-in Bluetooth and a SD card and also a CF slot, so that I could get like a CF 802.11 card, like an Orinoco, something that would be supported with mini assembly.
Right.
That way, I'd also have an SD for additional storage, or probably the other way around, because I know you can get a 1 gig compact flash card now. But that's what I originally wanted, and the Tungsten didn't have that. And it was a little overpriced, and there was no default MP3 player for it. You're going to have to get a real player. And I don't know if I've ever explained how I feel about real player, but the people that listen to the show probably know me, and you can probably guess how I feel about real player. So, I didn't want to do that. I mean, not that going with, you know, media player pocket PC is any better or anything. Just makes me feel a little better not having to use real network for anything.
I hear you. Well, if I may, I'd like to talk about my latest experiences with my pocket PC. I bought the iPac H1945, right? Entry level, $299. It's got a 266 processor, 64 megs of RAM, and an SD slot. Now, it's got integrated Bluetooth, and that's why I bought it. I just wanted to mess with Bluetooth, and that had it in it. Recently, CompUSA started to carry the SanDisk SD Wi-Fi cards. And I don't care. I don't care that I didn't buy one with compact flash, like get the Orinoco and use Mini Stumbler. I don't care now. I love it. It doesn't matter to me at all. By the way, Mini Stumbler does not work with this card. The SanDisk card was $120. You get a $20 rebate, so it's $100. But it is so freaking cool. It's a blast surfing the web on this little device, this little colorful screen. You know, flash is working. You get, you know, all your porno looks great. I'm telling you, it is awesome. It is so much fun. I'm thinking you could do a little ghetto walking with it, right? I haven't tried it myself, but there is a little strength meter app that comes with the SanDisk SD card. It's a blast. It's so much fun. And yeah, I don't use the PIM features. Actually, I'm going to. I'm going to put Bland. I'm going to put your address in there. You're going to be the first one ever.
Oh, thank you.
Anytime. It's a worthwhile investment, just for the fun factor. It is so much fun surfing the web on this little thing. You can go to your cafes, and everybody's got their laptops. You can bust out your little pocket PC with a little SD Wi-Fi card. It's so freaking cool, and surf the web. I enjoy the hell out of it. A few things I don't enjoy are Microsoft programs accessing the internet for no apparent reason. The ActiveSync, right, the synchronization software from Microsoft, actually three pieces of the software in there have to access, or they try to go out, right? I use Zone Alarm on the Windows side, and it catches three separate programs that want access to the freaking internet. Why? What for? I am syncing a little freaking device to my local box. It should not need to talk to the internet at all. And guess what? When it's hooked up, it's constant. Back and forth, man. Back and forth all the time. I'm going to be sniffing some of that traffic and see what it's doing, because I am very, very curious. It's ActiveSync application, application manager, and connection manager. Oh, no, I'm wrong. Four programs want to go out on the internet when you sync this bitch. The last is Windows Explorer. When you want to explore your device, right, when you want to add or remove files, which is, that's the only way. You can't delete files, which is kind of weird. Explorer, Windows Explorer wants to go out on the internet. And that is BS. There's no reason at all it should be going out on the internet. I'm afraid to find out what information it's sending back to Bill. So hopefully I'll get a chance to sniff some of this traffic and to see what's going on. And just that really pissed me off.
I'm sitting here saying, man, that is total spy situation.
Big time.
And it's spying on you.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree. I really think that's what's going on. And I wonder how many people are doing it and don't even know. I wonder what the hell is going on. What do they need to know? Nothing. They don't need to know anything about what I'm doing with my PDA. That is absurd. I can't fathom it. So I'm going to have to capture the traffic and see what's going on. And I'll let everybody know. I'll definitely let everybody know. But it is kind of fun, you know, to have that nice, colorful, the half-naked girl tied to a wall as my wallpaper. You know, it's so much nicer than the old palms, right? The black and white and the big icons or the list, whatever. It's fun. It is a lot of fun.
I've wanted one for a long time, but, you know, knowing how much I love computers and how much I love to tinker with stuff, first thing would happen to that thing is I'd totally screw it up on the first time I used it. I'd erase everything on it. I'd totally screw it up the first time I had it. Second time I'd have it is I'd have something really nice to know with it, and I'd always be on it. I'm bad enough with my laptop now. It literally is my third leg walking around. I have that thing at my side. When I'm sitting at a bus stop, when I'm sitting in the living room, when I'm sitting eating breakfast, I have something popped up on my laptop.
Oh, wow. Oh, then this would be the devil for you, man. Straight up. I mean, the synchronization is nice because you can screw it up, wipe it out, hard reboot, resync it, you're fine. You're good to go. Well, I don't know. You probably could break it. But it's addictive. Bland and I were on the phone last night. He was hacking on something, and I was just on that little thing, and I just couldn't stop. It's a blast. It's really fun. It's kind of scary how much fun it is. But it is Windows, man. It would do funny stuff. It would crash. It would lock up. Learn how to cold boot your Pocket PC now, because you'll be doing a lot of it. You know, we just messed around for an hour, and I did it two or three times, so. Typical Windows. Damn, I think that's damn near a full show right there. We had other things we wanted to talk about. We don't quite have time. Actually, I think we got a few more minutes. Actually, you're listening to it today, which would be Wednesday, which is not Wednesday when we're recording. Matrix comes out, the new one. I'm planning on seeing it the weekend. Anybody going the first night?
I was going to go tomorrow, but...
You mean today?
Yeah, I was going to go today, but my mom is here.
Oh, well, props to Mrs. Bland.
Yes.
And Zapper?
I am going Wednesday at 5:20 p.m., with probably Fiend, which those of you who know Fiend, and my girl, we're all going. And
nice.
Round up some other people and have a good time, you know.
Is it showing at IMAX?
You know what? Rax was looking into that, and it turned out that he couldn't find any news, so it was not playing at the IMAX.
Damn, that'd be cool.
So.
That'd be very cool. I'll wait for the weekend. And the 2600 meetings are this Friday. So, go to your meetings. I don't know what else to tell you. They're a lot of fun, man. Check it out. If it was crappy once before, hey, maybe it's better now. You never know. Then again, maybe not. Maybe it's still a crappy meeting and you don't want to go. And that's okay, too. That's definitely okay. Guys, thank you very much for a good show. Zapper, spank that router for me.
You know it.
Bland, thank you very much.
I'll think something else for you.
Hey, please do. Don't think about me, though, when you're doing it. That would be disturbing.
Yeah, you hardly ever walk in anymore.
Good. Yes, yes. On that note, as I look at my wonderful tied up girl wallpaper, I'm going to play with my pocket PC.
Yeah, I bet you are. You're looking at porn instead of looking at ebooks.
Yeah! This is RFA. Later, everybody.
First rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes win, taps out, fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, this is your first night at Fight Club. You have to fight.
Blade Remix.